living lives. So beautiful. That the Vrijavasis gave all of the treasure in her heart as Krishna, so she could nurse him. She was a Rakshasa, she offered her breast to Krishna, which was smeared with poison to kill her. Because she was previously, in a previous birth, the sister of Bali Maharaj. And when she saw Vamana appear to him, she was so enchanted with his beauty, sweetness, and charm that she wanted to serve him. But then, when she saw him take away everything from her brother in the form of Vishnu, her deep-rooted envy of the Lord mixed with her feelings of devotion and was rectified in the next lila when Krishna extracted all the poison along with the milk and awarded her the supreme destination as an assistant to Mother Dasharatha, as mother to Krishna. So it begins, the obstacles begin with Putana, pseudo-guru, promoting elevation, salvation in the name of devotion. And then it just... But for the sake of understanding the dynamics of the holy name, Kaliya is a very special personality. Kaliya was a multi-headed, poisonous serpent who lived deep in the depths of a lake adjacent to Jamuna. Nobody knew what was there, but they knew symptomatically all vegetation in the area dies, birds fly over and finish. So they just avoided that region. And Krishna didn't show any special interest until the cowherd boys drank water from that lake and appeared to die. Then he took the initiative. He entered the water and started splashing around, and it made the most enchanting musical performance. And the demigods joined in with their instruments and shimmering flowers as Krishna swam playfully in Kaliya's lake. And by his glance, he revived all his apparently dead friends. So they're watching Krishna splashing in the water when, from deep in the depths, rises this multi-headed monster breathing flames and poisons. And most of all, trying to either bite or crush Krishna in his coils. As Krishna just danced from one hood to another, whichever one was falling down, he would jump off onto another one that was raising up. And in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it's not only Krishna dancing on the heads of Kaliya, he extends his hand, takes all the gopis, and they all have rasa lila from one head of Kaliya to another as he swims through the flow of Jamuna like a luxury liner. But that's in the Nitya lila. And then back in the Boma lila, Krishna's trying to bite Krishna. I mean, Kaliya's trying to bite Krishna and crush him. But Krishna just keeps dancing from one hood to another. And after he finished vomiting all the flames and poisons, he began vomiting blood, which means he's giving up his life. At that point, his wives, who were really disgusted with him because he had become such an inimical personality, his wives, seeing that in the course of giving up his life, he's becoming very humble. We're seeing signs of repentance, which we didn't even know he had the ability. And he's looking at you, Krishna, with yearning to surrender and serve. So his wives prayed to Krishna to deliver him. And he did.
And then his wives, out of gratitude, wanting to reward Krishna, as Rupa Goswami says you should, by offering your most cherished item in the service of the Lord, they went to their treasury to get their best jewels. And there they found a most precious gem that they didn't even know they had. It was a Kastuba gem, which they offered to Krishna, which became his eternal decoration ever after and before. So we have been granted this precious gem as a consequence of Krishna dancing upon our lips. But the gem has to be protected, or seeing it as a seed, same thing, protected, cultivated, nourished by the rain and the sun of hearing and chanting, protected from invasive elements, foremost of which is the maddened elephant, which just destroys everything in its path. Not the nice female elephants you see in the circus or the zoo, and the wild killer bull elephants in must, in which they just destroy everything. That is the offense of blasphemy. Great personalities, taking them as mundane and criticizing their attempts to serve this world and save lost souls. So, by protecting that Bhaktivata Bija and nourishing it with devotional activities, it puts down roots, it grows, it emerges from the ground, rises up, spreads her arms, and ultimately embraces the lotus feet of Krishna and Golovka, where the soul stays forever after in the condition of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. So this assembly, inclusive, Western, Eastern, touches, is a little reminiscent of 1989, maybe, when ISKCON performed his first complete 9-day Navadvipam Parikrama. The 9 islands of Navadvipa, which all represent and support one item of devotional service. So we were following the footsteps of Lord Nityananda leading Jiva Goswami and hearing the narrations about all the avatars and all the devotees and all the holy places and holy rivers and holy waters that expand from Navadvipa out throughout creation, and at the time of the apocalypse they'll all return where they're always existent in Navadvipa Dham as well as Vrindavan. So, the 9-day parikrama is calculated to end on Warpurnam, in turn, Antarvi. Antar means heart. It means surrender. And then, as we were approaching the house of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Kautumbhika, we heard another kirtan approaching from the opposite direction. And then it became clear these two big kirtan partners are going to converge right at Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, which is very appropriate. And they did, and the devotees were all dancing with one another. And we didn't know where that yatra was from, but they were quite pale in complexion. And it was not till after the kirtan that we saw that they don't understand English. And we asked, where's this party from? He says, Russia. have these drills in school. They crank up an air raid siren, had to get under your desk. And I was thinking, an atomic bomb falls. What's the use of being underneath this desk? And they had us convinced, you know, the Russians have their ballistic arsenal pointed right at the Americans. They are the arch enemy of Western culture and life. So we realized that these people we were just dancing with the same Russians. Then I heard that when they arrived at my airport, they cranked up the air raid siren, which used to mean run and hide, the Russians are coming. But now it meant run and embrace them and dance with them, the Russians are coming. And at the house of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Navadvip is where his longing was expressed. When will that day come? When the Europeans and the Americans and the Indians and the Russians all converge to dance in great devotion, celebrating the appearance of the one sweet Lord of all existence. So anyway, this is initiation, which might have missed it. And the Sikhs receiving second initiation. Kirti Chintamani were just, they already took initiation, but they didn't have fire sacrifice. Bhanu, for anyone who doesn't know, his real name is Vishvabhanu Maharaj. Bhanu is an abbreviation. So, I'm very grateful to all of them. Kartik Prabhu joined in Cincinnati, where he was very responsible. Bhakti group, engaging the students in the higher knowledge of devotional service. And usually when sannyasis hear that one nice preacher is getting married, they think, uh-oh. Check on him in about 25 years and see how he's doing. Especially when it's an arranged marriage. It's just a natural concern. And then Chintamani rose to the occasion to assist Kartik Chandra in the preaching. And they've already made one nice devotee. It's Krishnabhadra. Sita Devi is taking second initiation today, and she has temple services in Philadelphia tonight, so she won't be with us as long as we would like. Dr. Will, like myself, was raised in a devout Christian family. But did you wonder, like I did, where to find the answer when I have so much more to teach you now, you cannot bear to hear it? Only when He, the Spirit of Truth, descends upon you will all these things. And hearing Srila Prabhupada comment on the Bible and demonstrate how much respect he had for that tradition. At the end of this Vyasa Puja offering here in New Vrindavan, a guest asked Srila Prabhupada, how do you compare yourself with Jesus? He said, Jesus is the Son of God. I am the dog of God. And he explained, because it was an assembly of, you know, Indian and Western and new people and new devotees' parents. And Srila Prabhupada explained that you probably wonder why I'm sitting here in this high seat talking about humility. Because the respect is not being offered to me. being offered to Krishna. I'm simply gathering up the offerings to deliver to him. And he used the example of Vaishnava. He used how Vaishnava has come to India, representing Britain, I guess. And you give him donations and gifts. But that's meant for the king. They don't keep it for themselves. So the same way. I'm simply gathering up the offerings and delivering them to the lotus feet of my master. So new birth means new names. Bhakti Will is sheriff. He was a sheriff. But now he's an inmate. Now he's a deputy to this sheriff who roams around Braj and tells the gopis that they have to pay for the picking flowers around their kingdom. And Krishna says, their kingdom? I am the representative in the imaginary realm of King Kamadev. I am his fictitious sheriff. So now you have to pay the flowers you've taken. And the gopis said, me pay you? You should be paying us for grazing your cows all throughout Braj. And your proper representation of this imaginary King Kamadev in his fictitious kingdom means nothing, because this land belongs to the Sylvan Queen, Rinda. And Krishna said, well, don't you know I married her, and therefore it's my kingdom. I didn't marry Rinda. And they brought Rinda, and she testified, I would never marry him. So Krishna was completely embarrassed, but he's also the most humble. So it didn't affect him, except to increase the charm of his living enchantment. So Bhakti Will, what are the regulative principles?
No meat-eating, no illicit sex connections, no intoxicants, no gambling.
And what is the positive practice?
Chanting Hare Krishna.
How many rounds a day?
16 rounds minimum.
And on behalf of the sheriff,
thank you, sir.
The sheriff's name is Raj Mohan. Raj Mohan Das. Raj Mohan is the enchanter.
The enchanter of Raj. Who's also enchanted by Raj. Raj
Mohan Das.
Justin has been most helpful in building Shishihari Kobinath Mandir, assisting Akilananda in Athiyatris. And therefore, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, your new name is Jagannath Das. just heard, that this wrangling smarta, contending nyayat, lion of Nadia, fierce in debate, has now returned from Gaya after receiving initiation, and he is humbler than the grass, more tolerant than the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and offering all respects to others. The devotees, thank you, Krishna. May you increase our family. Srila Prabhupada began this movement as a family. And we have to strive to preserve that gentle, respectful, domestic flavor, even as the institution expands. Okay?
And in other words, don't become impersonal. Spiritual life is a very personal.
Keshavaya Swaha.
Keshavaya Swaha.
Sit the water. swaha.
Narayana swaha.
Sipta water and wash your hands. Om.
Om.
Madhavai swaha.
Madhavai swaha.
Wash your hands. Om.
Om.
Govindaya namaha.
Govindaya namaha.
Now wash your hands.
Just wash your hands. Jigam si. Om Keshwa. Om Narayana. Madhavai. Om Govind. Wash.
Om Asya Karmanam Punyaham Bhavanto Pravanto. Om Punyaham. Om Punyaham. Om Punyaham. Om Asya Karmanam Swastihe Ayushman Swasti. Om Swastihe. Om Swastihe. Om Swastihe. Om Asya Karmanam Rudyatam Bhavanto Pravanto. Om Rudyatam. Om Rudyatam. Om Rudyatam. Shri Govinda Govinda Asya Shri Bhagavataha Shri Mahavishnu Rajnaya Pravartamanasya Adya Brahmanaha Tritiya Parathe Sveta Varaha Kalpe Ashtavimshati Krame Kali Yuge Kali Pratama Charanau Kraunchadvipe Ramanaka Varshe Indraka Kande Uttar America Deshe New Vrindhavana Nagare Ohio Nadi Samipe Pashima Virginia Rajye Bhagavad Bhagavata Acharya Guru Divyasan Nido Sri Prabhupada Divya Charanara Vindayo Asmin Vartamana Vyavaharika Prabhavadi Shashti Samvatsarana Madhye Chandramanena Asmin Sri Vikari Nama Samvatsare Uttarayane Falgunamase Shashikruto Shukla Pakshe Ashyam Shubatido Purnami Shubatido Gaura Purnami Shubatido Vasaraha Vasarastu Shubhavasare Somavasare Subhanakshatre Subhayoga Subhakarana Evanguna Visistayam Ashyam Shubatido Srimad Bhagavadagnaya Sri Guru Agnaya Sri Prahalada Narsimha Prityartham Bhagavad Prityartham Sri Radha Vrindavana Chandra Prityartham Sri Gauranitaya Prityartham Bhagavad Kainkarya Rupam Asya Yajamanasya Gotrodhavasya Gotrodhavasya Parampuja Varsana Maharaj Namadeyasya Samdesya. Brajmohandas Samdesya. Sita Devi Namya. Chintamani Devi Das Namya. Kartik Chandra Namadesya. Bhanu Namadesya. Sahasagrum Bakshi. Mastayri Vijayabhayayu Arogya. Aishwarya Vibhutyatham. Krishna Bhakti Prityatham. Sri Lakshmi Narasimha Radha Vrindavana Chandra Patita Bhavana Gaurinitaya Sampurna Anugraha Prasadena Asmin Subha Samaye Bharadvaja Putradvasi Venkatachala Paddasa Namadesya Brahmana Rupena Yata Shakti Vaishnava Homa Havana Pujam Karishye Sri Radha Vrindavana Chandra Bhagavani Ki Sri Gaurinitaya Ki Sri Gopalnaji Bhagavan ki, Sri Lakshmi Narasimhadevi Bhagavan ki, Patita Pavana Gauravitai ki, Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Gurudev ki, Tai Guru Vandi Hari Go.
Om Samudhave Namagneha Gacchate